Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo. This is episode 34, which I've titled ESA Like Sunday Morning. The views expressed, apart from tweets and comments, are mine and mine alone. This weekend's opponents are the Boys in Blue or the Newport Gwent Dragons in the Magners League. We kick off at Rodney Parade on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. and live coverage on RTE2. Well, if you look at the blog, harpingonrugby.net, you'll see a few changes. I've taken down the green, of course, from the Six Nations and put up the Leinster Blue. But I've also added kind of a new slogan. It goes rugby content 24/7. Now, that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because I'm not going to be sitting staring at a computer screen all day and all night talking about rugby. But what that means is basically I want for Harping on Rugby to kind of keep the conversation going during the week. There's a match every weekend, but throughout the week, we're analyzing the game for the previous weekend, and we're discussing the game coming up next weekend. And also, there's banter, there's injuries to be talking about, there's, you know, transfers, sightings, there's Gavin Henson, loads of different things, and just want somewhere where we can keep that conversation going. It's not just about the blog anymore. There's Twitter, Facebook, and of course, these podcasts as well to keep them going. So I can't do it without your feedback. So stay in touch any way you can. beatmunsterlive.ie. If you want to email, there's Twitter at Harpin on Rugby. There's facebook.com/Harpin on Rugby. Loads of different ways to contribute. So keep the comments coming. Now, it's back to Magners League action this weekend, and we face the Dragons. Now, you could say that there's bigger matches down the road. We've got Munster, we've got the Leicester Tigers in the Heineken Cup, we've got Ulster, big games on the horizon. But the way the Magners League table is shaping up, we don't want to take this game lightly. We haven't done so well in Newport in recent years. The difference being, though, like, for example, last year, basically, Michael Cech has sent over basically an academy team to play because we had bigger matches coming up and he wanted to protect players. But those same players, in the most part, are still in the squad, and they've come on. They're a year older now. So even if we did play that same 15 as last year, they would be better off this year. So hopefully, even though that the Dragons didn't lose that many players to the Six Nations, so they'd be a stronger unit, I'd like to think that this Joe Schmidt side, especially also since the Irish team ended on such a high last week, that the players that are coming back, he can find the mix between the squad players that got us through the Six Nations, plus blooding the stars, the marquee names, getting ready for the bigger matches coming up, blend them all together and come up with a team. Now, of course, the team hasn't been announced as I'm doing this podcast, but I have to record this now. So just check on the Twitter and Facebook pages later on for when that team is announced. Now, I have gotten some feedback from people as to how they think the top four Magners League is going to shape up. I want to thank everyone who got in touch. I got feedback from Rugby Kino, Dan O'Neill, the Walt Daddy on Twitter, Jamie Wright, Nick Hickson, Craig Boyd, and Mark Rowan. Thank you all for getting on to me there. The general consensus seems to be that of the six teams that are in shouting distance of the playoffs, they don't see much hope for the Scarlets. They think, well, everyone agrees that Munster are going to top the league. Bit of discussion over whether it's Ospreys or Leinster who finished second, but everyone seems to think they'll both get in. And for the fourth slot, it's down to the Ulster and the Cardiff Blues. Now, I personally think Ulster will get that, but, you know, it's kind of 50-50 divided amongst everyone. Thank you all for taking part in that. I also want to thank some people for liking the Facebook page. Now, there have been loads, but most recent ones were Marietta Campbell, Nina Murray, Adrian Cassidy, Gary Irwin, Chris McWilliams. Thanks, everyone, for getting involved with that Facebook page. I hope you're not disappointed. Finally, as to my prediction, I am going for Leinster to win by 8 points. And that's it for this week's podcast. Enjoy your rugby this weekend. And remember, stay in touch, never pause, always engage. Come on, the Leinster.